Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking about Coley Welter being inducted into the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame and really documenting his great 11-year run. It was more than just being a football coach, and we're talking to a 2002 grad now. Michael Reike played on that 01 state championship team, and then the next year served as a volunteer assistant when the team went on and defended that state title. I guess I kind of begin my conversation with you today, Michael. You know, when you, like, watch a football game now, I know you live in Newton, Iowa, so if you're watching maybe a prep game or maybe a small college game or even a D1 game or an NFL game, do you ever sit back and say, man, Welter wouldn't do it that way? I mean, is there any, you know, evaluation like that when you watch some games?
Sometimes. I mean, when I sit here and watch some of the games and I'm criticizing some of the guys on the TV, like, why are you doing that? And then it makes me look back and say, well, we did that before it was even fashionable today. You see all the spread offenses and all that. And my senior year, we ended up throwing for more yards than we ran. So in that sense, you know, you could say we were one of the first passing teams of the early 2000s, you know, before it was, you know, the shotgun five wide type thing. So just being around Coach and what he taught us, you know, it makes everything that I see, I see more of the X's and O's than anything. And without him being around, I don't think I would see that. My wife kind of gets on me like, why are you being so critical about all this, you know? And it's like, well, that's just what I know, you know, that's what I grew up with, so.
Yeah, and I've heard about the meticulous game planning with, you know, the coaching staff and the preparation, especially during those, you know, those playoff weeks and breaking film down. So here's a kid I know that was a lineman in the program. And when you think, a lot of people have this misnomer when they think of Coach Welter that, you know, it's about this skill guy development, you know, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers. But he, you know, it resonated with him. He knew the only way this thing had to work is the guys that played up front had to buy into this, whether it be zone blocking or run blocking. So I thought that kind of resonated with the kids that played those positions. Is that true?
Oh, definitely. He would put in the game plan for the week, and then when it came down to breaking down into our groups on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for defensive and offensive drills, he would leave it up to Coach Thompson and Coach Stockham to get with us, and we would run reps until we had it down. And then when it came time for Thursdays and Fridays to go over everything, we were running everything till we had it perfect. So it was a entire team effort, and he was going to hold us accountable just like he was going to hold Brett Lee accountable, Chris Dixon, Troy Blazer, Jeremy Swanson. You know, it was a total team effort, and he was going to make sure that everyone was doing what they needed to do.
And I think the interesting thing is I talk to a lot of kids, and I bring this point up about a lot of the culture you see when the Hollywood portrayal of high school football, a lot of times it's, you see the portrayal is win at all costs. You know what I'm saying? But he won without winning at all costs, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's like he did it the right way, and he didn't want to win at all costs, if you know what I mean. So I always try to figure out, man, how'd he do that? And it must be that all the kids really bought in, and he had something figured out on how to do that, I guess.
Right. Yeah, we bought into the entire program, the way he ran things. He was one to get on you if you messed up. I think probably my biggest memory is my senior night. We were playing Farmington. We were only up like 21-0. And I ended up getting a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty because I got hit in the back and I kind of retaliated. Well, he called a timeout, pulled everyone over to the sidelines, and lectured the entire team. And you could hear a pin drop at George Pratt. And then when he was done, the entire crowd gave him a standing ovation. And it was one of those things where I was mad because he ended up pulling me out of the game and basically sat me for the rest of the game. But he came up to me after the game. He goes, do you realize if you would have got another 15-yard penalty, you couldn't play next week? And I hadn't thought about that. And the following week was our first-round game against Carthage. So he was thinking about things at the moment, but he was also looking at the big picture, you know, beyond this game, you know. It's one of those things where had I got another 15-yard penalty, I don't play the following week, and if we lose to Carthage, then my football career is over. So it's one of those things where you don't live exactly right in that moment. You look at what could possibly happen down the road, and I think that's one of the biggest things that I've learned from him is don't sweat the small stuff right now. Look at the big picture and go from there.
Yeah, that's a great story. And talking with Michael Reig again, a 2002 graduate at Toledo, played on that 01 state championship team. And, you know, a lot of the memories that, you know, when I've talked to different kids is it's not so much like the games, because you can't remember all the games you played. You know, it's just impossible. But there's like these like shared moments maybe that you have from playing in that era. So that's a great memory that you shared. Anything else come to mind when you think of, you know, your time and your relationship with Coach Welter?
Just how competitive he was. I mean, he wanted to win just as much as you. Being able to have him as a coach, but then also seeing him when I volunteered, you know, the two different lives, you know, being the head coach, but then seeing what he has to do every week to help prepare you. You know, it was two different lives, and just the way that he was able to handle both those lives, and then along with, you know, being the family man and the godly man that he was, you know, with his family and taking care of them. I mean, it's a lot to handle, but I mean, he does such a great job with that, and it's one of the things that I really look up to him for. I take a lot from my time being a player of his, and then it's just one of those things where, you know, that was probably one of the best times of my life, and I have a lot to thank him for.
All right, well, some great observations, and it's pretty easy to celebrate this weekend with Coach Welter again being inducted into the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Michael, thanks for the great memories. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thanks, Jim.
More on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.